Number 11. Hello?
Hi, this is Jacob Edwards, your friend from the tennis club.
Hi, Jacob. I hope you've gotten over your cold. I'm looking forward to our practice on Saturday.
Well, that's why I'm calling. I'm not sick anymore, but my boss is sending me on an emergency business trip over the weekend. I have to cancel our practice this week.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, I guess I'll see you when you get back. Question. Why does the man have to cancel tennis practice? Number 12.
Barb, could you give me a hand in the kitchen?
Sure, honey. What's the problem?
I started making this recipe for macaroni and cheese, but then I realized we're out of milk. I really don't feel like driving to the store. Do you think I could use something else instead?
Sure. You can mix some butter into hot water. It should taste almost the same. Question. What is the man's problem? Number 13. What do you think we should get Mom for her birthday this year?
Well, we could go look for something at Redwood Mall. There's a big sale there this weekend.
I was thinking it would be more special if we made something ourselves, like a birdhouse for the garden.
A birdhouse? That sounds like a great idea. Mom loved the present we made her for Christmas.
Question. What will the boy and the girl do for their mother's birthday? Number 14. Oh, you didn't drive to work today, Greg?
No, I didn't. I've been taking the bus lately.
Why? What's wrong with your car?
Oh, my car is fine. It's just that gas prices are so high that it's cheaper for me to take the bus.
Question. Why has the man been taking the bus? Number 15.
Good morning, Karen. Are you coming to the meeting for the school magazine tonight? It starts at 6 o'clock.
I'm not sure, Luke. I have swimming practice until 6.
We have to get the magazine ready by Tuesday, and we could really use everybody's help.
Okay, then, I'll come. But I'll be a little late. Question. Why will Karen be late?